Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Driscoll. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. May goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Driscoll fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and has Jackson trapped. There's the throw to O'Brien who tags Jackson for the out. Campaneris scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Alou reaches second base with a double. Bando moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is walked intentionally. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. O'Brien moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Odom covering, for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0-for-1 in the game. Driscoll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields the ball and throws to Horlan covering. Safe. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Bando moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a line drive towards first. Hopkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards second. Driscoll scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0 for 1 in the game. Odom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Driscoll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Melton moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0 for 2 in the game. Driscoll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lachman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hovley pinch hits for Marcel Lachman. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0 for 3 in the game. Driscoll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hovley moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Matias now playing first base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Horlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Bob Locker. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Matias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.